Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Renata Sago. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says federal immigration enforcement must change before the Department of Homeland Security can receive extended funding. It's the department that oversees multiple agencies, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Durbin says ICE should be held to the same standard as every law enforcement agency.
Do you expect to run into a Chicago policeman wearing a mask, taking off his name tag? No, you don't. And you also expect him to be wearing a video camera. Those are basic to good law enforcement, but unheard of when it comes to ICE operations.
A sweeping government package, which passed the House on Tuesday, included a short-term measure to keep the department funded through this week. Lawmakers have until February 13th to reach an agreement, or the department will shut down. Many major medical and healthcare organizations have decided to ignore new guidance reducing recommendations on childhood immunization. Last September, Republican Congressman Darren LaHood voiced concerns about some of the statements coming out of Health and Human Services. LaHood says he now has more than concerns, but he is refusing to break entirely with the Trump administration on the vaccine question.
What I would tell them is rely on their own doctor, their own medical advice that they get. Everybody, this is a personal decision.
LaHood declined to call for the federal government to reverse itself on the new vaccine guidance. The city of Moline is starting its 10-year program to replace lead and galvanized pipes this spring. Director of Utilities Laura Williamson says the first phase will include 400 properties in the vicinity of 4th Street and 16th Avenue. They hired contractor Miller Trucking and Excavating for the work. The work is being paid for by a $3 million Illinois EPA forgivable loan. Letters are being sent to property owners for their approval to conduct the free replacement work. Rock Island students participating in the West End Revitalization High School Club are showing off their photography and writing skills. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
The Youth Voices on Display exhibit features photographs taken by West End youth who documented the neighborhood from their own perspectives. In an email statement, West End Revitalization Coordinator Thurgood Brooks says, quote, by sharing their perspectives through photography and writing, students are helping others see the West End through their eyes, end quote. They were assisted by Augustana College professors and students and by Western Illinois University Museum Studies interns, who led a discussion on ethical photography practices. The project was supported by a variety of grants through the Quad City Arts. The exhibit is free and open for viewing in the MLK Center's lobby on 9th Street in Rock Island from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
St. Ambrose University is applying for full membership in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Athletics Director Mike Holmes said they heard the NAIA is seeking a 16th member in its conference. They already participate in part of the conference for their men's wrestling, football, esports, and men's and women's lacrosse teams.
The biggest benefit is that we're not scattered all over the United States. Each conference has some subtle eligibility differences. And so to keep track of that and four different conferences that we're in right now is a challenge because we're certifying almost 1,000 athletes a year.
The application process includes a site visit before the Council of Presidents special session vote. If approved, the university can start performing this fall.